Thank you, Mr. President. Lithuania aligns itself with the EU statement. In the wake of last Wednesday's catastrophic earthquake, we would like to express our heartfelt condolences to the Afghan people. We are deeply concerned about the ongoing deterioration of human rights of Afghan women and girls, as the Taliban de facto authorities are systematically pursuing a policy of gender segregation. Access to secondary education for girls is strictly limited. Barriers are imposed on women's ability to seek employment. They have no opportunities to participate in political and public life. Their freedoms of movement, association, and expression are severely restricted. All of these newly imposed policies and decrees aim to erase women from society and are far from compliant with international obligations under several human rights treaties to which Afghanistan is a state party. Lithuania calls on the Taliban to immediately revoke all the decisions hindering women and girls' rights, as well as to ensure full, equal, and meaningful participation of women and girls in the political processes, education, economic, and social sectors. They must be protected against all forms of violence and discrimination. An even and insufficient distribution of humanitarian aid is also of great concern. We call on the de facto authorities to fully cooperate with all the relevant humanitarian organizations to ensure that humanitarian aid reaches the remote areas and those most in need, women-headed households, ethnic and religious minorities, and people with disabilities. We commend the critical role of the UN Special Rapporteur, the human rights monitoring work of UNAMA, as well as the efforts of the ICC in pursuit of accountability. At the same time, we are greatly disappointed about the recent dissolution of Independent Human Rights Commission and call for its re-establishment. Lithuania continues to stand in solidarity with all the extraordinary women and girls of Afghanistan who courageously face all the risks and strive to make their voices heard in order to build a free and fair society. I thank you.